Jesus Christ, the healer. He's our great physician. He is our healer. Say, Jesus Christ is my healer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is my healer. Jesus Christ is my healer. He healed before, is healing now, and is going to heal forever. Let's begin with the Israelites. In the Old Testament, after they were delivered and out of Egypt and they crossed the Red Sea, my prayer for everyone here today, you will not be a religious person. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have many religious people today, but they go to church. Yeah? The religious people doesn't know what they have. They beg for what they have. You ought not to be so. Jesus Christ, the healer. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Actually, if we have all caught the revelation, we will just be giving thanks to God throughout this meeting. Because it's yours. Healing is yours. The healer is yours. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and we do that which is right in his sight, and we give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Say again, Jesus is my healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my physician. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my healer. I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord that healed thee. Now, it's a covenant, which at the end of the day we're able to see that 40 good years, every one of them that believed on that wall, no feeble one among them. I think nobody, none of them were weak. Because they believe. The good news today in the New Testament, the Lord that healed them in the Old Testament were not living in them. But in our day, that same Jesus is in the life, is living in the life of every believer. Hallelujah. That gives room, that gives more confidence and more better confidence for us. Now, I am the Lord that healed thee. Psalm 105, verse 37 says, no feeble among them, no single one among them were feeble, were weak. Now, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes, because I am the Lord that healed them. Now listen, the New Testament, I want us to understand what eternal life is all about. Eternal life is not only a life that may be healed. Eternal life is actually the life we are to live in the world to come. It's the life of God himself, both now and forever. The day you capture the reality of what eternal life is all about, you will live in hell. Now, the question is that, See, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. What happened? How do they do it? Because we have to repeat the same thing in order for us to experience the benefit of redemption. The same day that Jesus took away our infirmities, I mean, our sins, he took away our sicknesses. You need to agree. Now, and I said, what you say is a reflection of what you know in your heart. Yes. And it is clearly written that we walk not by sight, but we walk by faith. Now, let me take it a little further. No one person was feeble among them, because I am the Lord that healed thee, is with them. But today, he is with us, he is in us, he is for us. Hi. The advantage we have is so much. Jesus Christ, the healer. Now, in Jude, verse 5, that's where I'm going tonight, so that you'll be able to see the reality of the redemption we are talking about. You are not asking God to heal you. That is not the prayer. He has already healed you. You have healing as a believer. The only person that doesn't have healing, only people doesn't have healing, they are the unbeliever. Eh? In my name, he that believeth shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You have healing to give. Say, I have healing within me. In my born again spirit, there is healing and there is health. In my spirit, I have healing and I have health. Don't forget this. You see that woman say, began to confess God's word and he's seen the result. You may confess God's word today, you may not see the result because you don't have the understanding. Keep at it. Keep at, but don't tempt God. Do you hear what I say? Don't do what? Don't tempt God. Why do I tempt God? You go and carry 2 bags of meat. You carry it on your head and you know you can't carry it. Then your neck break. Yeah, you begin to confess. Actually, you have gone against the will of God. You will have carried 1 bag, the one you know you can carry. Per time, listen to me. Because some of us will go to the den of lions, you see, because it's Daniel did not go to the den of lions, they threw him there. And God. Because from my husband, you may see snakes, say you shall take up serpent, and so that's not what he said. He said, you have been looking for sin and scorpion to her. You are tempting God. He is saying that, let's assume that you are sleeping and snake comes. At that moment, he will not allow snake to poison you. That's what he's talking about. Don't go and be looking for snake that it is sleeping. I shall take up serpent and scorpion. That is not what he's saying. Because I see some people that they are doing some drama, they go everywhere, they carry snake. Their snake bites one of them, he died there instantly. So we're not tempted to go. I'm just telling you the truth. Do you hear what I say? They go now, you are looking for this. Say it's written. In the name of Jesus shall take us up. If you do that, it bites you, you may die. It's your ignorance. Do you hear what I say? But if I'm sleeping, suddenly snakes just come. There was a time here, some times ago, we preached a message. Jesus Christ is the only life that God protects. I remember vividly. And this brother was sleeping in his house and keep repeating it in his dream. And suddenly he woke up, he saw snake. Then he looked for snake and killed that snake. It means, because of the life of Jesus that is in him, God does what? God protects him from being bitten by snake. Now, in Jude, verse 5, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, after war, destroyed them that believe not. Look at it. They believe not. What does it mean to believe not? They confess not that the Lord is their healer. They believe not. They believe not. Even though they have seen wonders, instead of celebrating wonder-working God, they believe not. That will not be your portion. We are believers today. We should express our faith by our confession. Say, they believe not. They were destroyed. You know, God is not a destroyer. He doesn't destroy people. But what you are saying, we give Satan space to destroy. Don't give Satan space again. That is the admonition for us. Say, give no space to the devil. Abi? Is that in our Bible? Say, give no space to the devil. We give space to the devil today by our words. They believe not. Ephesians 4:26, they give no space to the devil. Give no space to the devil. Verse 27. Don't give devil space. Neither give place to the devil. How do we give place to the devil? By seeking the voice, I mean the word that Satan brought. Himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. With his stripes, I am healed. Himself took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. And with his stripes, I am healed. That is whom you are. That's what he has done for you. Don't say otherwise. Even though the pains come, he has given you right to use the name of Jesus to command the pains to leave, and it will leave. Are you hearing me now? Eh? Hospital is not a good place. Anytime I go to hospital to see anyone, the thing baffles me, what I see. And one of the things that has claimed life untimely is sickness and disease. Satan used that venue because many are ignorant of it. Listen to me. He said, neither give place to the devil. By verse 29, say, let no corrupt communication corrupt. Any word that is not of God is corrupt. Any word that is not God's word is what? It's a corrupt word. Because it's fabricated by man. The only word that is pure, the only word that is correct, the only word that is not corrupt is the word of God. That is what he gave it to us, give to us. This word of God lives and abides forever. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Are you listening now? Now, let's assume that Satan, sometimes because of his circumstance environment, he may launch attack of sickness and disease upon you. That is not a crime. Now, it will become a crime when you don't know what to do. Are you with me? A writer says something, say, anytime you confess your sickness and disease, you are giving glory to the devil. But I choose to confess what God has spoken. That's the key. Are you with me? They believe not. What does it mean to believe? You speak what you believe. I am of God. I know him. And I've overcome them because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. If I confess 100 times in a day, it's not too much. I know what I'm looking for. I'm simply declaring what God has declared concerning me. Am I communicating? Now, if we want to rewrite our story, if our life will be filled with the life of God, every atom of our being, we must learn to speak what God has spoken concerning us. Jesus Christ, our healer. Don't forget this. Now, because Jesus is our salvation, he has saved the whole world. Are the whole world saved? Have they received salvation? No. What made them not to receive? They have not got to the point of hearing and confessing what they have heard. Am I communicating? Now, I said something to someone yesterday. I said they believe in heart and they confess in mouth. They believe in heart and they confess in mouth. You only confess what you believe in your heart. Whether jokingly or not jokingly. Listen to me. They believe in heart and they confess in mouth. No matter how powerful the attacks of the devil may be, the word of God is capable of sending them away. But you must understand it, that this is your life. Am I communicating? He is your life. The word of God is your life. Now, when I say the confessing heart, I mean the believing heart and the confessing mouth, that is the key to receiving anything from God. That is the key to receive anything from God. Even if a man of God is laying hand on you, anointed, he will still speak a word. In the name of Jesus, I declare you free. It is that word that Jesus will perform. Amen. And the Lord working with them, performing the word, amen, his word, confirming the word with signs following. Now, in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, 9, and 10, how many of you believe that Jesus is your healer? Uh-huh. So, but if I'm not born again here, just make Jesus your Lord right now, even before we pray. You will see that he can't allow his house to be dilapidated. Because your body is where he lives. He dwells there. He renovates the house. Eh? God is renovating my life every day. Eh? Do you hear what I say? But what fear is, the word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. The word of faith which we preach. The word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus as your Savior, as your healer, as your baptizer, as your redeemer, as your deliverer, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead for your justification, thou shalt be saved, thou shalt be healed, thou shalt be delivered, thou shalt be set free. You are here for freedom. Shout hallelujah. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. For with the heart, Because the heart mentioned there is not this one that is pumping. Because a man is a spirit. The spirit, you only believe God who is a spirit with your spirit. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Salvation means all inclusive. Salvation is deliverance, freedom, healing, everything is all inclusive. Do you get the point? Now, the danger we have today, the confusion we have today, and the problem we have today is that is the problem of double confession. You confess that he is your healer now. With his stripes, I am healed. Headache suffers tomorrow. You confess the headache at the same time. Double confession. Don't let your life become a battleground for both Satan, and they will be struggling with it. Anytime you confess the integrity of God's word, it works. When you confess the integrity of the devil again, it works. So don't let your life be like that. Do you understand now? For with the heart, man believeth. Man mentioned there, the spirit. Believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Christianity is called a great confession. Confession. Am I communicating? You may say, I've been saying this and nothing happened. Something is happening. In fact, great things are happening. Great things are happening. You can reshape your destiny by constant affirmation of what God has spoken concerning you. This is the key. This is one of the principles of the kingdom of God. Are you with me now? This is one of the principle of the kingdom of God. This is one of the principle of the kingdom of God. When we say here, okay, let's confess what God has spoken, we are not trying to put into psychology something. No, that's just the normal life. That is just the normal life of the kingdom people. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Where our brother read in that verse 15, when you get to verse 15, say, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah, saying, the word saying there was what captured my attention. Saying me once, saying me continuously or always. It means it has no end. The more you confess what God has done for you, the more you will experience it. The more you confess whom God is in your life, the more you will experience it. Am I communicating? That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Himself took our infirmities. Infirmity means weaknesses. And bear our sicknesses. How many did he bear? All. Oh. Now let's now go to Psalm 103, where I'm going to dwell tonight. From verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all my iniquities, who healeth all my diseases. What is the meaning of that? How many? It means before sickness arrives in your body, the healer is there. You should understand this. Who forgiveth all my iniquities? Who healeth all my diseases? Can you say thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiveth all my iniquities? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healeth all my diseases. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiveth all my iniquities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healeth all my diseases. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiveth all my iniquities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healeth all my diseases. Oh my God, are you with me? How many? What is the meaning of all? It means all. Then, why do you still have what you carried? This is the question. I think the greater problem we have in the world today is problem of knowledge problem. Now, you could see that this passage is a very good to me to tell you that the same price that he paid, the same person who paid the price of your forgiveness of sins is the same price and the same person who paid for your healing. But now, how do we appropriate this word to our life? That is where speaking what God has spoken is very important. Very, very important. Everyone rise to the level of his confession. Everyone rise to his level of confession. Everyone. Who forgiveth all my iniquities? Who healeth all my diseases? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiveth all my iniquities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healeth all my diseases. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiveth all my iniquities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healeth all my diseases. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiveth all my iniquities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healeth all my diseases. Hallelujah. Now, listen. The believing heart and the confessing mouth. The believing heart and the confessing mouth. The believing heart and the confessing mouth. Why you will confess the word of God with joy is because you have accepted it with joy. You believe it. You keep at it. You keep at it. I stumbled to a passage where Jesus prayed that he did not pray to God to take all away from the world, but that he should keep us from evil. Let's read it before I go. Are you getting blessed already? In your spirit now, begin to realize that Jesus has already forgiven all my iniquities, that he has healed all my diseases. If we can do this thing continuously, and if you feel pain, use the name of Jesus Christ to command the pain to leave you. And if you go, this is the law. This is the law. Don't doubt it. In John 17, verse 14, 15 and 16. The young people in our midst, those who are below 30 and early 30, congratulations, and 20 and 10. If we know this, if we know what we are hearing, if we hear what we are hearing and when we are like that, we will have been far. Do you hear what I say? But do you know one thing with God? Age doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You can see, you can claim, you can get to where you are going. I have given them thy word. What did Jesus came to give us? The word of God. Can you say, I have the word of God? I have the word of God. I have the word of God. I have the life of God. I have eternal life. I will never perish. No one will take me out of Jesus' hand. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I have given them thy word. It means, since Jesus said he has given you his word, it means you have the word of God. Say it again, I have the word of God. Say thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me the word of God. And the world has hated them. Do you know what hated you? The loss of the flesh, the loss of the eyes, and the pride of life. They hate you. They hate you. That's why now, if they just put on television now and put naked picture there, it doesn't move you. They acquitted you. Your interest is lost from that because something has been given to you. Am I communicating now? Huh? You know, in those days now, when they say kolomenta, you shake your head. It's like a kenape. But now, when they say kolomenta, it doesn't appease your heart again. My heart. Is that true?
Oh, you are not with me.
Have you not shake your head? It's like a kekenape in those days. And you've been knocking your leg. Let's say kolomenta, kolomenta. The first time I hear that thing, kolomenta, do they understand the meaning of kolo? Because in my place, kolo means earthworm. Have you? They say earthworm, don't man. Earthworm, don't man. It means when they say kolomenta, they say you are mad. You are just dancing like that. It's actually, you see, you can wake up in the dream and start singing it. Because you hear it continuously. Therefore, when you hear the word of God continuously, even in your dream, it's what will replace itself. That's what I'm saying. Are you with me?
Oh my God.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, may the word you are hearing now, may it create life and spirit in you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where your father could not go, you will go far. What your father could not accomplish on time, in the name of Jesus, that grace is coming upon your life now. Grace to achieve something with effortless ease is coming upon your life in the name of Jesus. The sickness and disease that trouble your parents and keep finally hidden in your own, you will walk over them. You will live above sickness. You will live above diseases. In the name of Jesus Christ. No sickness and disease that touches your body will survive anymore. They will die instantly from today. In the name of Jesus. If there is any nurturing sickness in your body right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I command it to jump out of your life. Very important. Let your atmosphere, your circumstance, your life, your mouth, your body be filled with the knowledge of God's word. That's the Lord. Hallelujah. Have it your seat, please. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Verse 15. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Look at that statement. They are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Now, you should keep them from what?
From evil.
That's the prayer. And you know, there is no prayer that Jesus prayed that God did not answer. But that thou should keep them from the evil. Now, when you now get to Psalm 121, from verse 5, say, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shield upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. What a great thing. It means God is committed to preserve you. He's committed to keep you. But you must understand how to activate his responsibility. The Lord is my keeper. He will keep you from sickness. He will keep you from being sick.
Amen.
He will keep you from being battered.
Amen.
He will keep you from being broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you say in the name of Jesus? The Lord is my keeper. He will keep me from sicknesses. He will keep me from being sick. He will keep me from being damaged. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my keeper. He will preserve me from all evil. He will preserve my soul. He will preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. He will keep you from kidnapping. He will keep you from the arrow of the devil. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, the Lord is my keeper. Make that your regular confession. Without confession, there will be no salvation. Salvation has been given, but without confession, we won't experience it. Please, that is the key to this.
Oh my God. Are you with me?
And whatever grew mightily will prevail. Eh?
Acts 19 verse 20. Hallelujah.
Say it again, the Lord is my keeper. Thank you, my Father, for being my keeper. Thank you for keeping me from all evil. Thank you for being my keeper. Thank you for being my deliverer. Thank you for being my healer. In the name of Jesus.
I want you to look at the Bible. In this Acts 19:20, it says,
so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Now, when the word of God grew in you, as you keep confessing them, they will prevail over sickness and diseases in your life.
Amen.
So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. How did the word grew?
By constant affirmation.
He is my healer. Himself took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. With his Christ, I am his. With his Christ, I am his. With his Christ, I am his. As my days, so shall my strength be. The Lord is my healer. Where you continue, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed.
Oh my God.
So those who perish in the wilderness, it is because they do not believe.
Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Don't say all hope is lost. There is no hope that is lost over your life, provided you are still living.
My goodness, there are a lot of land to be possessed.
But we only possess in the kingdom of God by our ways. When your war is in line with God's war, then victory is yours. And I say to you, you will experience victory daily. I say you will experience victory every day. I say you will experience divine health every day. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word of God will prevail over any negative situation.
But you have to allow the word to grow.
How did it grow?
By constantly speaking what God has spoken. He is my healer. Himself took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. And with his Christ, I am he. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving all my iniquities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing all my diseases. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you.
You won't know when you compose a song.
Eh?
So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevail. So mightily grew the word of God and prevail.
That is the key.
He said, if you live by the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit, you will put to death the deeds of the flesh. How?
By constant affirming what God has spoken.
Don't try to fabricate any word. The word of God is the key. Eh? The word of God is what?
You are not answering me.
See, what we are doing here, if we embrace it and comprehend it, we keep you from being sick forever.
Amen.
Healing is good. Eh? But living in earth is better. The plan of God for all his children is that they will live in earth. See, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in earth. You shouldn't look for healing. You should be in health, even as your soul prospereth. That is God's will for you. Those who should need healing, they should come to the church and receive. They are the unbeliever, not a believer. A believer is ordained by God that he shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. I cannot be sick again. Because so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Sometimes if I pick my phone to call someone, I would rather leave it first. Let me declare one verse of the scripture before I make that call. So mightily grew the word of God. Do you know one thing? The moment you start confessing God's word, your faith begins to be weakened. The more your confession, the stronger your faith. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Do we have NLT? Other translation? Which other translation do we have, please? Let's read that passage very well. How many of you believe in your heart now that He has forgiven all your iniquities? How many of you believe that He has healed all your diseases? So if there is any pain in your body now, you can say in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave me. Here we go. He knows that you know now. Eh? Your body is not a dumping ground for the devil. Do we? Give all the any other translation that is available. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you blessed? So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed, that's in Old King James. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving me your word. In this way, the Lord's message flourished and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. You see, maybe two persons are attending the same fellowship. One is prospering more than the other. And they are doing the same work. The secret is that one takes God at His word. The other one draw back. He said, but we are not of those who draw back. Because if you withdraw yourself from confessing God's word, you go into partition. Hebrews chapter 10. Let it from verse 35. Do not cast away your confidence, we have great recompense of reward. NLT. So the message about the law spread widely and has a powerful effect. As we are declaring God's word, is creating its powerful effect in your life, in your body. Do you understand my point? As my days, so shall my strength be. That's why my age may now, they walk like a 100 years old person. I say no. That's not at all. This is redemption, we must enjoy it. I don't want to get to heaven, God say, look down, there are things that we're supposed to enjoy when you are here and you left it. No. No. I will affect my generation positively. I am committed for that. I will influence millions of lives before I leave. In the name of Jesus. I am committed for that. I am committed to influence people's lives. To depopulate hell and to populate heaven. That's how we go everywhere to share the good news for them. If Jesus started when the day He will take me home, people will gather and say, Kai! They will be rejoicing that God has sent you to bless my life. That is what we are after here. Are you with me? Everyone hearing right now, that word you are hearing, we create effect and impact in your life. Yeah. You will not be sick again. Yeah. You will enjoy divine health all the days of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are the one, shout a believing amen. Yeah. In our group, we don't even talk of sickness again because it's not in our dictionary. All we talk about is what? Healing. Head. Divine head. This one will say 10 years I've known. This one will say 5 years. The other one say last night the devil came and I said in the name of Jesus and he ran. That is the testimony we should be hearing. Not how Satan hit my head and burn my heart. You are glorifying him. We don't need that testimony. You overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Verse 36. Glory to God. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. What is the will of God you do? Speak what God has spoken. Verse 37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. 38 now. Glory to God. Now the just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. You shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. God does not want you to withdraw yourself from speaking his word. 39. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Are you with me now? Now, listen to me. When God says with his stripes you are healed, he expects you to declare it. That's how to receive. Eh? Who says with his stripes you are healed? Yes. Believe that testimony. Repeat it continuously. That is your medicine. The word of God is the medicine. Huh? Are you with me? Say it again. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving all my iniquities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing all my diseases. Himself took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. With his stripes, I am healed. There is no sickness in my body. There is no sickness in my body. There is no disease in my body. In the name of the Lord Jesus, my body is the temple of the living God. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in me, which I ask of God. I am not my own. I am bought with a price. Therefore, I glorify God in my body by living in him. I glorify God in my spirit by living a holy life. I glorify God in my body by living in him all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, with his stripes, I am healed. With his stripes, I am healed. Any bacteria, any viruses, of sickness and disease that touches my body will die instantly, beginning from today, because the Holy Spirit that dwelleth in me, who raised Jesus from the dead, quickening my mortal body, giving life to my mortal body on a daily basis, in the name of Jesus, I call my eyes well. In the name of Jesus, I call my ears well. In the name of Jesus, I call my abdomen well. In the name of Jesus, I call my muscles well. In the name of Jesus, I call my kidneys well. I call my liver well. I call my bones well. In the name of the Lord Jesus, from the hair of my head down to the sole of my feet, I call you well. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, as my days, so shall my strength be. I have strength for my assignment. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. For it is God who is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. For it is God who is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I can never be a failure. I am a success because the Almighty God is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Shout hallelujah! Don't let anybody preach out of God's purpose. That is whom you are. Can you say, I am what God says I am? I am what God says I am. I am what God says I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am a new creation. old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am in a new family. I am in a new family, the family of the Almighty God. In my father's family, no sickness and disease reign there. In the name of Jesus, this is the realm of eternal life. I have eternal life. I have the nature of God. In the name of Jesus, eternal life is at work in me. In Jesus' name. You will see now your body is responding. Your atmosphere is responding to the word of God. See, the divine seed is the word of God that you must plant. And what you plant is what you will harvest. If you want to harvest healing, declare the word of healing. Eh? Watch out though. If Jesus started, at the age of 90, I will still be jumping preaching. Eh? Because he promised me, I will go to my father's in peace. And I shall be buried in a good old age. Let me read this for you. I will not forget that covenant that day. I hold it and I declare it. Genesis 15:15. I love that. Hallelujah. Don't, if you dream of death, no, it's not for you. Eh? Because he promised that the number of your days will fulfill. So God says so. And thou shalt go to thy father in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Can you say, I will go to my father in peace. I will be buried in a good old age. I will fulfill my destiny. I will fulfill the purpose of God for my life. Untimely death is not my portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I shall go to my father in peace. I shall be buried in a good old age. I shall go to my father's in peace. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I shall be buried in a good old age. I shall go to my father's in peace. I shall be buried in a good old age. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you see the scripture? Is that for you? How did he say you will go?
In peace.
Not in agony. It means untimely death, kidnapping cases, armed robbery attack will not be your portion.
See, I shall go to my father in peace, and I shall be buried in a good old.
Make it your regular confession. You gather your children, your grandchildren, and bless them. I tell them I will not take this breakfast with you. So until we meet there, we just sleep.
In peace.
That's what God ordained for your life. He doesn't care. You say, when they prepare the breakfast. Oh, just said that. I don't think I will take this breakfast with you now. Okay, we meet over there. Like that. And a blessing. What's he dead? He slept. That's why in God's kingdom we don't die. We translate to other side. That will be your portion. I said that will be your portion. I said that will be your portion. You will not be a problem to your children. They will not be carrying you up and down. That, oh, we don't know, let's go and consult this one. Let's go to this hospital. From today, anytime you go to hospital, you are going there to pray for someone. Anytime you are going to hospital, you are going there to greet those who gave back. In the name of Jesus Christ, none of you listening to me will ever be hospitalized anymore. Your loved one will never be hospitalized anymore. In the name of Jesus. I remember that faithful day that I called him. I said, this is what the Lord has spoken. And we all rejoice and declare it continuously. But I believe you are still declaring it. It's not fake, it's real. I shall say in the name of Jesus, I shall go to my father's in peace. I shall be buried in a good old age. Untimely death is not my portion. It is written, I shall go to my father's in peace. I shall be buried in a good old age. In the name of Jesus. That's it. The word of God. It's our life. Consume it every day. And let me give you the last one before I go away. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? So you will be teaching others how to live ahead. You are not the sick. I don't. I say hallelujah. If you are feeling pain, command that pain to leave in the name of Jesus. Don't tolerate it. Don't accommodate it. Don't manage it. Don't maintain it. Don't pamper it. Send him away. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Psalm 115, verse 14 and 15. The Lord shall increase me more and more, me and my children. Say it again, the Lord shall increase me more and more, me and my children. The Lord shall increase me more and more, me and my children. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall increase me more and more, me and my children. Say it again, the Lord shall increase me more and more, me and my children. The Lord shall increase me more and more, me and my children. Then let's go to verse 15. You are blessed. I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Say it again. I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I am blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I am walking under the blessing of the Almighty God. I am walking under the blessing of the Almighty God. I am blessed of the Lord. My house is blessed. My body is blessed. My spirit is blessed. My soul is blessed. The work of my hands is blessed. In the name of Jesus. I have strength for my assignment. I have the peace of God. In the name of Jesus. I beg you, do that. It will not be long. The result will come out. I always challenge any voice that comes to me that I cannot find in the Bible. That faithful morning, you remember? On Tuesday morning, if you remember. January 7th, I noticed. I woke up around 4:30. The voice I heard, you are blessed of the Lord. Which made them want to hear. So the thing began. I see somebody was talking to me. I look around. I said, Lord, where is this? Stay open. And he showed me an item. I keep echoing it. That's why you see me blessed. Do you know the meaning of blessed? You are empowered to succeed. I am blessed means you are empowered by God to succeed. It means as you are empowered by God, you will succeed. Oh my God. As I am empowered by God, I will succeed. I say you are being empowered by God. Therefore, you will succeed. You are being empowered by God. Therefore, you will succeed. No more failure for you. No more weakness for you. No more failure for you. No more sorrow for you. No more sickness for you. No more disease for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are blessed of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And from that day, I keep declaring, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. I cannot reverse. I say, he whom God blessed. So, he said, God has blessed them. He cannot reverse it. This blessing you have received, nobody will reverse it. Please, acquaint yourself with the Almighty. This is what he said. And you will have peace. And good will come to you. Say, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. In time of famine, he said, you will laugh. When I read it for the first time in my life, I said, you mean in time of famine I will laugh? I read it again, say yes, I read it again, and I read it again. I keep confirming. In time of war, it will not reach you.
Amen.
Job chapter 5, verse 22 and 26. Get ready to live well. Get ready to live well. Get ready to live well. At destruction and famine, I shall laugh. Kai. Is that your Bible? Say, at destruction and famine, I shall laugh. Can you see now? See, at destruction. Where you are hearing of destruction everywhere. Famine, hunger, scarcity of things. He said, thank God for that testimony. Say, I will laugh. Let me tell you the truth. No matter the economy of Nigeria, it will not affect me.
No.
I met it. And I will not reduce the standard of my living. No. Because the economy I live by is the economy of God's kingdom. I am an ambassador here. And the ambassador, a country that sends you, take care of you. He said you are an ambassador for Christ. That's why let the passion of God's kingdom consume you. The ladder then said, for 2000, I will buy. Yes. That is not a problem. Because car is not for player. It's for mobility, just from one place to the other. So what am I talking about? Are you opening? Let me tell you, in the next 2 months, we'll do another crusade. These are not issues. But learn to use your mouth well. Eh? If you want to live well, speak well. Verse 26. Glory to God. 26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age. When did he say you come to thy grave? In a full age. It means untimely then has been broken. Like as a shock of corn comes in his season. Can you see now? So if we are saying that maybe the war is coming, they want to kill, know that you are exempted. Keep echoing what he said. And God will make sure what he promised, he will fulfill it. And I see God fulfilling that in your life. Stand to your feet. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my healer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my healer. I have come tonight and I have received what God has given me, and I'm going to enjoy them all the days of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, himself took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. With his stripes, I am healed. With his stripes, I am healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving my iniquities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing all my diseases. I am free from sickness. I am free from diseases. In the name of Jesus, as my day, so shall my strength be. I have strength for my assignment. In the name of Jesus, I'm standing fast from today on the promise of God. You live like that. Because Jesus said you shall live by the word of God. Don't live by what people are saying. Live by the word. And how do you live by the word of God? By declaring what God. Don't declare them quietly. Because it says boldly. Be bold enough. Be confident enough to declare it. Not that I want to go to one corner and declare it. No. Say it. Let the devil be hungry. Yes. It is working. Jesus defeated the devil. So when you say it is written, in the name of Jesus Christ, I shall go to my grave in a full age. Untimely death is not my portion. I will not die young. I will fulfill my destiny. I will fulfill my assignment. I have strength for my assignment. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I don't lack finances because my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing will he withhold from me. I have all things. I have abundance of all things. I am rich. I am wealthy. Keep at it. You will see from now you will do your work better. Yes. Because there is strength for that. There is wisdom for that. You take this every day as your medication. Do you receive any pain now since? No. When you are confessing God, is there any pain? But if you want to give injection, your eyes will change red and blue. To tell you that Jesus is the healer. Shout hallelujah. Shout Jesus is alive. What he has done for me is permanent. What Jesus said he is to me, I believe he is to me. He is my healer. He daily heals me. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The word you have heard
will be established in your life. Sickness is gone away from you forever. Healing is yours forever. Healing is yours forever. Healing is yours forever. Healing is yours forever. The measure of your head is the Lord Himself. The measure of your head is the Lord Himself. The measure of your strength is the Lord Himself. Because the Lord is the strength of your life. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775.
Jesus is Lord. We'll be right back.